Blog Talk Radio.
How I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag, such a dance of tango, skipped the life and dango, was just on princess, seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she can tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a push, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane.
Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, because he hates the places you play and where you stay. Looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused and served like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
That's cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, we're feeling Raheem, man.
Hey, up there, cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Let's check out Cube, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom got robbed, man.
Not
what?
Again,
man. She got hurt.
What just happened? What just happened?
Fire, freeze. Freeze. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with
Grand
Master Flash and the Fury. That's the
bottom. What is that, a gang?
No.
Hey, shut up. I don't hear your mouth.
Yo,
over the weekend, a viral video featured a group of white male students wearing Trump MAGA hats in a confrontation with a Native American elder. His name is Nathan Phillips, and he's from the Omaha tribe. And the way the video was presented made it appear as though this group of students was antagonizing him, mocking him, taunting him. Now, there were certainly students in that viral video who were mocking and taunting him. However, now the fuller context has been released in the form of video, and we have a better idea of what went down. Now, the early video excerpts from the encounter obscured the larger context, inflaming outrage. There were also black men who identified themselves as Hebrew Israelites, preaching their beliefs and shouting racially combative comments at the Native Americans and the students. So yeah, bad actors all around. But I'm gonna show you the CBS News report that perfectly summarizes what happened, and then fill in the blanks as to who the good guys versus bad guys are.
A high school junior from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky inches away while Sandman's schoolmates chanted. It seemed Phillips was being treated disrespectfully. But within hours, more videos surfaced.
What the hell is you see a crackers with Make America Great hat on?
The kids from Kentucky had been taunted by a small group of African American provocateurs known as the Black Hebrew Israelites. The Covington kids shouted over them with what they say were school cheers, dozens jumping up and down. Which is when Phillips walked toward the group of students, beating his drum, he says, to calm a combustible situation.
What did you do when America was tearing itself apart? Did you turn your head, did you walk away? Or did you go in there, into the midst of it? And say, this is wrong.
So Nathan Phillips says that he wanted to intervene to calm the tensions. But as you can see, it was a pretty chaotic scene. And there were multiple protests happening in the same area. So you have the students protesting, you know, abortions. You have the Native Americans protesting DAPL, the Dakota Access Pipeline. And then the Hebrew Israelites, I don't know what they were protesting, but there was a lot of yelling going on.
They're protesting life. They got so misdirected, they got lost. And they're like, I don't know, I hate both of you. They literally yelled at both the Native American guy and the students.
Yes.
Anyway, so look, a couple of things are clear, and then we'll talk about what's not clear. So the bad guys in this case is clear, and it's the black Hebrew Israelites. So the Native Americans were in a different part. The pro-life kids are in that part. The Israelites yelling at both of them,
but
mainly at the kids, as you see in the video, right? So then the kids respond. Now that case gets to the conclusion of the second conclusion, which is clear. Nathan Phillips is the good guy here because he comes in not to antagonize the kids or the Israelites, but to come in and soothe things over.
Right.
With the drum is for peace, okay? It's a peace drum.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to calm everything down. Now, the reason the first video is misleading, and we'll get to the source of that video, which is very interesting, okay, is because it makes it seem like the kids came to... I don't know, at least it gave that impression to some people that the kids came to Nathan Phillips. They didn't. Nathan Phillips came to them.
Yes.
And so, but now a lot of the right wing is attacking Nathan Phillips. So he's a veteran and he came to help the kids in the beginning, at least until they started doing weird racial things at him. How could he be the bad guy?
So my understanding is the right wing is attacking him because following the initial viral video, he spoke to the press about how he felt threatened, which I think is a fair thing to say because while, you know, look, there were definitely students. You can see them in the video. They're surrounding him and then they start doing the tomahawk chop and, you know, they're mocking him and all that. So to say that they were threatening, I don't think is that crazy. And I know some people don't understand this, but the red MAGA hats, you got to understand what that represents to people of color, to Native Americans, to non-whites in the country. It represents a lot of hate, racial hate, a lot of tension. And so that in and of itself is threatening for some people. Now, putting that aside though, there's this obsession with trying to make everything black and white, right? There's a good side and there's a bad side. So the kids are either being described as good or bad. When it's a mixed bag, right? There were some kids who were doing the tomahawk chop. There were some kids that were saying incredibly heinous things about rape. In fact, we have an example for you. Let's take a look at that.
It's not rape if you enjoy it.
Okay, it's not rape if you enjoy it, right? So there was obnoxious behavior happening on that side as well. And then finally, I just feel like everyone needs to calm down and take a second to really consider what you're about to lose your mind over. And I'm talking about everyone's reaction to the initial video, right? I saw the video and I thought to myself, well, this is unfortunate, but I'm just gonna keep to myself until I figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But no one wants to do that. I find it so funny that the same media sources that cry and whine about fake news, which I do agree is a real thing, and they blame fake news for, you know, Hillary losing this past election, 2016. Like they will also be the first sources that will run with news that they didn't vet, right? What was the original source for that viral video? What's the full context? If you're a journalist, you should be asking yourself that question before running with it.
So we're gonna get to the source of the video in just 1 second, but. Look, I just want to say a couple of things. Context matters a lot. So Nathan Phillips going over to basically help the kids in the beginning, and that's his original intent, that matters a lot. And then when he felt like, wait, I came to help these guys, and now are they tomahawk chop and all this stuff, and now I don't feel so good about it, that matters. Tomahawk chop, if you're at a Braves game or you're at a Florida State game, is one thing, and that's a totally different context. If there's a Native American right in front of you, someone who is you know, a senior citizen, I mean, you don't know that he's a veteran. That's okay, right? But and then you start doing a chop on him. No, that's not remotely cool. So then you lost the, if you had any moral high ground to begin with, you've lost that. On the hat, there was a guy sitting in front of me with a MAGA hat on a plane, okay? Mm-hmm. And he immediately did something that was a totally jerk move. And I'm like, God damn it, if you're wearing a MAGA hat, like have enough sense to not immediately antagonize everyone around you, right? Because what I'm gonna do is defend the MAGA hat. By the way, I tell you that full story in the post game for the members, okay? TYT.com/join, become a member, I'll tell you the whole story of what happened on the plane, okay?
I know, but the act of wearing the hat, I mean, you're making a statement when you wear the hat. It's
no,
not just,
I get
it's
it.
Not simply I support Trump, right? If you support Trump, I mean, whatever, do you? But wearing that hat, you're trying to message something to people around you. You know, it goes further than just showing support for Trump.
No, I get that the hat's a, and the people wearing it also get that there, it's a bit of like a ha ha, yeah, I do support Trump and his wall and everything else, and that's awesome. I get that. But it's a free country, you can wear any hat you want.
No, I get it. Right? I get it. I'm not saying
because
that they're banned.
I know. Now some people are saying like, hey, maybe the hat should be an automatic expulsion from school or something.
Oh,
no, that's crazy. So what are you gonna then ban Mitt Romney shirts and Kamala Harris shirts? No,
yeah,
no.
I don't agree with that
at all. You wear any hat you like, but then don't go around like getting like shocked that it antagonized people.
Because
you know that you partly wore it to antagonize them.
Right.
I'm defending your right to wear it. Just understand the context of that as well. Right?
Exactly.
But Nathan Phillips didn't come to get triggered. He came to help those kids. And then they were antagonistic towards him. And by the way, why were they antagonistic towards him? He didn't say anything. He was just beating the drum. So what context and clue did they have to go to think that he was against them and for them to turn on him?
So now following the initial video going viral, the students reached out to some sort of PR firm to do damage control. And Nick Sandman, who is the student pictured in you know, all of the images that you've seen of this where he's kind of smirking at the Native American elder, he released a statement and this is what he said. I did smile at one point because I wanted him to know I was not going to become angry, intimidated or be provoked into a larger confrontation. Except he came in to prevent a confrontation or prevent escalation between your group and the Hebrew Israelites. But anyway, moving on.
No, hold on. One quick addition to that. All he did was beat the peace drum. So why did you interpret that as a confrontation? Just a question.
Well,
like literally, why did you interpret that as, if a Native American came to me and started beating the drums, I'd be like, cool, what are we doing? Right? Like I'd ask like, hey, what's up? Right? And like, what does it mean? What's your intent, et cetera. No, he assumed that this random guy beating the drums was against him. Why did you make that assumption? The only other factor left is race. Right? Maybe I'm wrong though.
I don't know. Look,
Nick can answer himself.
It was a chaotic scene and tensions are high, so you don't really know what to make of anything. Remember, these are high school students. These are junior in high school.
So we're
assuming that these are like.
By the way, I'll say that too. It's a different standard. Look, they're not quite that mature, right? So I don't want that to haunt all those kids forever. On the other hand, somebody should teach them saying that, you know, shouting things about rape is not cool.
Yeah.
Right? And harassing people with the tomahawk chop when they're Native Americans is not cool. And I also put it on the adults to teach them better. And they haven't, obviously. Now, if you're going to make a claim, look, I want to make America great again. I just love these policies, but it has nothing to do with race. Then you should be really tough on your kids when they tomahawk chop Native Americans, right? So it's not thing. It's not physical, but it's obviously derisive. You know that. Mm-hmm. Were they doing it to compliment him? No.
And in you know, the rest of his statement, Nick Sandman's statement, he talks about how, you know, his personal space was kind of invaded by
Nathan Phillips.
And look, again, he probably didn't know what was going on. Maybe I'm giving too much of a benefit of the doubt. But there was wrongdoing by some of those students as well. So I'm not completely putting them off the hook as if they're like these innocent like students who did nothing wrong. Some of them were mocking him, taunting him, you get the picture. Now let's get to the original tweet because I think that's the heart of the story. And we keep falling victim to the same BS over and over again. It's crazy. So there was an account, 2020 Fight, that's been suspended by Twitter because there is some concern that that account was a fake account. This is the original source of the first viral video. Okay, the 2020 fight account followed over 37,000 users and averaged 210 posts and likes a day, which experts say are classic signs that the account may be automated or inauthentic. Okay, but was it? Here's more. The account claimed to be a California school teacher named Talia, but the photo used matched a Brazilian blogger and model. So this is the original source. And just quick comment about the mainstream press. They come across this original source and they just assume, yeah, we're gonna run with it. This is it, this is the full story. Like, you guys complain about how fake news negatively impacted the 2016 election, and then you help perpetuate fake news that leads to these racial tensions in the country.
So we don't know who set up that seemingly fake account and put that video out there. We do know that historically, meaning the last couple of years, there have been outside forces that want to split us apart. And they will sometimes pose as right-wingers, and they will sometimes pose as left-wingers. And in this case, what do they mainly want us to do? Fight. So they
mission accomplished.
Exactly. They take a video out of context, they put it up, and the left wing sees what they want to see, the right wing sees what they want to see, and everybody goes to war immediately, right? And so that's why it's important to consider the source and the context, as we tell you over and over again. And in this case, the source, whoever they are, wants to create conflict in this country. So beware of that.
Like what you see? Click the subscribe button.
We are the Hebrew Israelites. Hebrew's our language, Israelite is our nationality.
But we got the Trump supporter.
Ted, a damn faggot!
That's right.
Incest babies. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
What the hell is you see a cracker with Make America Great hat on? Yeah, you's a cracker. You's a cracker. All of you crackers.
What we coming out here to do, like we do every week, is to wake up our people. Or at least try to. Whether y'all want to hear it or y'all don't, we coming out here to give y'all the good news. A lot of y'all getting ready for Halloween. This is a license for our women to dress up like the whores that they truly want to be like.
Bring it out. The way we have been destroyed mentally, spiritually, and sexually. That's why they got that play now. It's a slave play that they bring it out, man.
Yeah,
Bedwitch, and they're showing you the things that went on in slavery. Some people's upset, but them things actually happened when a white woman was taking dildos and using it on the black man. That's why we tell you stay the hell away from these white women. They still do that wickedness.
Where we at?
We at the gun range right now. Was about to not only get their mind right, but get their aim right.
They're not teaching you what we're teaching you in the Bible, in your churches. So if Christ was the king of the Jews, and he was a Jew, and he was a man of color, what makes you think that the so-called Jews are a different color?
That's right.
America's gonna be destroyed, man. God is gonna bring this down, man, whether you believe it or not. You think this going on forever, the economic collapse is always ready to happen. You got the dumbest president ever in the United States.
That's right.
Dumbest president ever in the White House. Okay? The economic collapse is gonna happen. They're going against him. China is going against him.
What do we all do about the black on black crime?
What we gotta do about the black and black crime?
Explain that.
That's what we're reading.
Explain that.
Okay, first, the reason why.
That ain't gotta do nothing but God.
No, this is a big reason for black and white or black on black crime. You know why?
Explain that.
Because when you look at your God as your slave master, you still a slave.
All your churches is doing is taking your goddamn money and shopping with their money, shopping for Christmas off of your damn money. That's all your churches is doing. Your churches have lied to you and taught you to be a slave in America. Stay under the white man. Love him no matter what he does.
As is the mother, so is her daughter.
As is the mother, so is the daughter.
HOI is hiring,
HOI is hiring.
If you're
dedicated, you know what I'm saying? If you're all about the Most High and his work, you know what I'm saying? But your Abba business, highlight the house of Israel.
This image of a teen staring down a Native American man went viral. Additional videos posted online and obtained by the Times help show what happened. On Friday, January 18th, a group participating in the Indigenous People's March gathered at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. In this footage, we see Nathan Phillips, the Native American man who was seen drumming in the clip that spread online. Here, he was standing after the march had concluded.
You are the children of Israel.
That's right.
Nearby, five men who identify as Hebrew Israelites are preaching.
That's right.
Attack the idols.
They are shouting inflammatory and derogatory comments at the Native Americans.
You worship the buffalo. A damn buffalo can't save you. Niggas are crazy. You worship the creation and not the creator.
And at others passing by. Meanwhile, a group of high school students is also gathering at the Lincoln Memorial. It was their meeting spot after attending the March for Life, an annual anti-abortion rally. Then the group of self-described Hebrew Israelites start to shout at the students.
A bunch of incest babies. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
The students, many whom are wearing Make America Great Again apparel, start yelling and chanting back at them. One takes off his shirt. At this point, we see Phillips approaching the students playing a ceremonial drum. He later said he was trying to defuse the situation between both groups. He walks to the middle of the crowd. Some students make the tomahawk chop, a gesture that's considered offensive. Now here's Nicholas Sandman, the teen also caught in the viral video. Phillips and Sandman stand in front of each other for several minutes. There is yet another back and forth. This time with a Native American activist and the students.
So you want to make America great, because for you white people, go back to Europe where you came from. This is not your land. No, it's not.
The whole interaction between Phillips and the students lasts for about 10 minutes. By now, the crowd has dispersed. Sandman gestures to a friend, and moments later, he steps out. Phillips tries to talk to the crowd.
Relative!
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Let's make America great. Let's do that.
We have to admit as people, the toughest thing to combat is our bias. And so you see the story. You see a video of a kid who has a Native American man who's playing his drum, and these kids are around the guy, and they're all jeering, and they're dancing. He's got this smug look on his face. And let's not lie, everyone that sees that smug look wants to punch that kid, right? I even saw conservative people online when the first video, they were like, look at that face, you want to punch that face. Because he does, and it's not that Trump or not, that's, he just looks like an asshole. That's how you look when you're a teenager at that age. No one looks like a teenage smile and like, yeah, I like that. Jesus will punch you. You know, but you see the image and immediately people are like, this is the narrative, this is the story. And then it becomes this thing of like, oh, these kids, they harassed this man and this, you know, this is this horrible story. And then you see the additional videos come out. And I go, if I was the news, I'm like, well, you guys, surely you guys could have just searched on social media before reporting the story. Just a simple search. Just search. You would have found it all. You know, you would have seen this crazy fringe group, the black Israelites or whatever, shouting those things at the kids. And then you see the kids responding with their chants, you know, and then you see the Native American elders who were there. They had a permit to protest, and the protest was just moving through. And then they encountered these two groups fighting, and then they were like, we're just going to go in and play our drums and try and get everyone, you know, defuse the situation, and then they become the situation. But it's like a weird story where I feel like, depending on who was holding the camera, their story made them look like the victim, every single person, you know, because then the kids came out and they were like, we were afraid. I'm like, get the f*** out of here, man. I'm watching the video. You guys are dancing. Your shirt is... I'm never taking my shirt off when I'm afraid. I'm never like, I'm afraid. Yeah. You're not afraid. You don't have to lie. You can say, look, we weren't trying to be assholes. This Native American guy came and played the drum in the middle of our thing, and we were responding to someone else that had nothing. But you don't have to lie and be like, we were afraid. He's like, I was trying to defuse the situation. You weren't trying to defuse shit, man. You know? You were having a good time. You were enjoying this moment that you and your friends were having together. All right? And you can't make it like, you're just like, I was just there in a Catholic school. You were like... The MAGA hats is also a thing that you have to acknowledge as people. Like, we can't make it seem like we... Like, sometimes people, you know, the people want to claim complete innocence. When it's like, you know, there's certain things that evoke a certain emotion, right? There's many Republicans who are like, I'm not going to wear MAGA hats. A MAGA hat is a very explicit, you know, political symbol. You know how it makes people feel. You know, it's like, yeah, look at that. I got my MAGA hat. What are you going to do about it? Got that, you know? And then afterwards you cry. You're like, I don't get why the people... Why do they think that I hold certain views? It's like, what do you mean? Because of that, you know what the hat symbolizes. Those kids, they were being assholes, they're being kids. You know, they like Trump. That's another discussion that we can get into on another day. I don't think we can dissect the person's racism / white supremacy. I think it's too convoluted and complicated to get into in one sitting in a few hundred characters on Twitter. You know, but I think everyone played the victim card a little too hard. You know, and I think it was shitty that the kid got death threats. I think it was shitty that his family got death threats. I don't think that's, you know, the solution to anything. If anything, I know it's a crazy statement to make, but I feel like that's what the national mall is supposed to be about. People go there and protest, say whatever they want to say, and then you go home. I think that was a great display of all First Amendment, no Second Amendment. It's a good time.
More controversy in the wake of that footage of Catholic high school students and a Native American veteran in Washington, D.C. As Stephen Fabian reports, President Trump is criticizing the initial rush to blame the teens.
President Trump is weighing in to the viral video uproar all of America is talking about, looking like Nick Sandman and Covington Catholic students were treated unfairly, with early judgments proving out to be false. Smeared by media, he tweeted. Donald Trump Jr. is also doubling down.
They were wearing a MAGA hat. They had to pounce because the media wants that to be true. They want a bunch of nice Catholic kids, happen to be white. They want them to be the enemy.
Fox News host Laura Ingraham says she has learned the students have been invited to visit President Trump at the White House as soon as tomorrow. But she later tweeted, White House now seems to be in flux regarding Covington Catholic kids. Announced any meeting would happen after shutdown. The nation remains divided after the initial rush to judgment blamed high school junior Nick Sandman for confronting a Native American on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Other video painted a more nuanced picture.
When you look at the video, and I've seen much of it, it depends on which lens mm-hmm. you are looking at the video, and you have no idea unless you were there.
Where are the adults in this?
Okay.
Teaching,
all right.
Teaching,
all right.
Teaching. No one is there.
Covington Catholic is now facing additional scrutiny for this video that has since been removed from its website. The video from 2012 shows students wearing all black, said to be a tradition at the school's sporting event. but a handful of students painted their faces black. This photo was posted on Twitter. The year it was taken is unknown. We spoke to Philip Hawkins, who played basketball against Covington Catholic in 2015.
They chanted caramel, caramel, and as the only black kid on the floor, you knew who they were talking about.
Meanwhile, new video of the students is coming to light during their visit to Washington. Listen to what some students believed to be from Covington yelled at these young women.
I'm so tired already.
And listen to this guy.
It's not rape if you enjoy it.
Covington Catholic was closed Tuesday in order to ensure the safety of our students, faculty, and staff, according to a letter from the principal. These two students spoke out on YouTube.
There have been many threats against our lives, against our parents. Some of these threats include that we should all be locked in the school and it should be burned to the ground, the school being bombed.
We've reached out to Covington Catholic officials for comment, but have not heard back from them.